I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Two employees of the Lincoln Parish School Board have been fired for clocking in and out for each other, according to an audit released by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office on Monday. The names of the employees were not included in the report. The discrepancy was found by an internal review of employee time cards by the school board. The overall 2013-14 audit was rated as unmodified. An unmodified audit is considered a good audit. The report did not say how long the two employees engaged in the practice of clocking in and out for each other or how much the practice cost the school board. Falling oil prices will result in an additional $103 million reduction in spending for this fiscal year by state government. That determination was made by the Revenue Estimating Conference after hearing from the chief economist for the Louisiana Legislature, Greg Albrecht.
We've got further weakness in oil prices and a little bit better picture about oil prices, but the news is bad.
Based on economists' projections, the Revenue Estimating Conference has increased the budget deficit for next fiscal year by another $203 million to $1.6 billion. Albrecht says that weak oil prices are to blame for the additional decrease in revenue.
We're going to end this fiscal year and move into the next fiscal year at an oil price that is half of what we ended it last fiscal year and moved into this fiscal year with.
The $103 million deficit for this fiscal year means the general administration will be forced to make cuts in the next few weeks. State government watchdog C.B. Fergonson says that he believes that state government can handle that without a dramatic reduction to state services. Well, the Louisiana State Fire Marshal's Office says a fire severely damaged an abandoned mobile home in Natchitoches and the remains of a body were found inside. Just before 5 a.m. Monday, the Natchitoches Fire Department was notified that a tree was on fire. When firefighters arrived, they found the home burning. Once inside, firefighters found the body of a person in a bedroom. An autopsy will be conducted to establish the cause of death and possibly the deceased's identification. According to reports, the home had been unoccupied for a while and had no utility services at the time of the fire. It had, however, been the site of past drug-related activity and a place frequented by transients. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today and a bit warmer with the high in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, the low in the low 40s.